Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. City to Serve Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists, Essendon Street in Grovedale. The Tigers have huddled up in the rooms at Metricon Stadium and they're going to belt out "We're from Tigerland." They're into the last four for the fourth year in a row. So they're very happy, the Tigers, and you would suspect that they will take the same 22 in next week. They went in with 21 premiership players tonight.
Yeah, well, when you won two in the last 3 years, there's a fair chance there's going to be a...
Usually, though, you get a premiership side has never played together again. They're not actually far away.
No, they're not too far away.
From that, Caddy was among those not playing tonight that's got a premiership to his name, and obviously Ivan Soldo out with an ACL as well. I think 20 of last year's premiership side played. Jack Graham missed last year, didn't he, Benny? He had the shoulder issue. Is that right?
Yeah, I think you're right, King.
Yeah, so 20. I think 20 of last year's 22.
That's when Marley and Pickett came in.
Correct. So 20 of the 22 from last year played. The only two that didn't play, Caddy was an emergency, and yep, Soldo out with that ACL injury. So, wow. The Tigers... Port Adelaide will have watched tonight and taken a bit away from it. They would have taken a bit away from the way the Saints played, though. And I don't know whether that margin's really a reflection of how close they're going. I think the game was close. I always felt Richmond had them at arm's length, but not five goals arm's length.
Yeah, they did it comfortably, Richmond, but St Kilda never stopped coming at them, did they? And if they kicked a little bit straighter, it would have been interesting. Richmond, in the end, Richmond did what they needed to do, and they set it up early, Kingy. Their intensity, you could notice that it was up. They'd obviously spoken about it during the week, and you know, just some of the plays where they charged at the footy, and they got back to doing that team stuff, just getting the ball forward rather than over finessing, and that's what held them in really good stead. And they just continued to hit the scoreboard when they needed to keep that margin around 30 points. And you know, to St Kilda's credit, they kept coming. They're going to grow and develop and learn a lot from that game, and it was actually their youngsters today that were pretty good, and their recruits probably struggled a bit. Hill, Jones, Hanbury, those sorts of guys didn't have their best day. Dougal Howard had his hands full with Tom Lynch, but I think most defenders would have tonight, the way that ball was coming in. But you know, Hunter Clark and Caulfield and these sorts of guys, Max King showed a couple of little glimpses. There's some good signs there for St Kilda going forward, and you know, they'll be disappointed with tonight, but they'll reflect on the year and they've made some really good steps forward.
So we're just trying to get a line down into the Richmond rooms. Maddie's working hard back at Carrick HQ to try and get one of the star Richmond players on the line for a bit of a chat. But the Saints have got the foundations, Brownie.
Yeah, they do. And you know, they've set that up. They went and recruited really well last year. They had a really good trade period. Their youngsters are coming along really well. We heard Nathan Brown in the pre-game talking about the buy-in, the connection, and you know, the want to play for one another. And you know, if you got that, you're halfway home. And they've certainly got some talent flowing through. And they miss Ryder tonight. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Long's going to be a good player across half-back and add something a little bit different around there. Hunter Clark showed that he could go through the middle tonight and have an impact, particularly in that second half. You know, there's some good signs, King. You're right. There's a good platform there, and you know, the opportunity for the club to go and let that churn in the guts for a little while and be disappointed, and you know, at the right time reflect on what's been a pretty good year for the club and a good step forward, and then jump back into pre-season and take it up a notch and you know, try and go a step further.
We don't know where Jake Carlisle sits next year, but Ryder and Long will obviously be back. The impact of those three missing tonight, and I suppose the biggest impact, I think, was the lack of being able to have Marshall forward for longer periods.
Yeah, and even Ryder last week went forward and took a couple of catches, didn't he? So just that other big body down there to help Membry and help King, you know, one of those might get the third defender then, and it, all of a sudden it's a different look. So I think Ryder was the biggest loss. You know, they covered down back really well. Martin didn't go out of control when he went forward. Wilkie did a great job for Wombat Gully Plant Farm on Jack Rewald. He was outstanding and one of St Kilda's better players. And you know, Dougal Howard had a tough night, but I think most would have on Tom Lynch and the way that ball was coming in. So, yeah, there's some good stuff there, and they'll look at it, Kingy, and look how they can get better. And you know, they come up against a really good experience. So I want to say 21 premiership players. You know, that's finals experience right there, isn't it? You know, that's exactly where St Kilda want to get to, and you know, they're, for all intents and purposes, they're on the right track.
Caulfield, 35 games now, well, 36 games now, two finals under his belt. Hunter Clark, 47 games, two finals. Max King, 18 games now with two finals under his belt. Rowan Marshall, 52 games. Dougal Howard now at 64 games. Josh Battle at 40 games. Ben Patton at 35 games. Callum Wilkie, 41 games. But the crucial number in that is they've now played two finals.
Yes, yep, and they got that experience. Last week's game against Western Bulldogs showed some real grunt and determination, particularly late. Even tonight, just to hang in there and keep going forward. You know, if they kick their goals, who knows what could have happened and that pressure that it might have put on Richmond. But, yeah, they're in a good place, King. I think you know, All Saints supporters will be reasonably happy with the direction the club's going and that youth that's coming through their list.
Never did enough to put enough doubt in Richmond's mind, did they? You have to create doubt sometimes.
Yeah, they just need to get two or three goals in succession and they just weren't able to do that. And you know, good sides like Richmond don't allow you to do that either, and that's the other part. So, yep, they busted a boiler. They tried as best they could and, yeah, unfortunately the execution just wasn't quite there.
Tigers, we know they can advance out of a prelim final, but a tough ask when they go to Port next week.
Oh, they'd be reasonably confident, I'd imagine. Whether last week kicked him into gear or not, yeah, Port's the one with, you know, we talk about things to lose. Well, Port Adelaide are in, you know, they're the hunted at the moment. They finished top of the ladder. They've been there all year. You know, they won their first final. You know, played some really good footy against Geelong. Geelong missed some opportunities and probably didn't play at their absolute best. But, yeah, Richmond will go over or go down there or over there, whatever you want to say. But, Richmond, I don't think they fear anyone anywhere, and they'll be ready to go, King.
Yep. The one of the betting agencies has opened up betting for Port Adelaide Richmond and opened them up $1.90 each of two.
That's fair.
Yeah, so they like what they saw from the Tigers tonight. Do the corporate bookies. We'll take another break. Fifth quarter. Actually, before we do, Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. We'll wrap that up, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Steele and Martin, Howard versus Grimes.
Yeah, I think Martin got the chocolates in the end. He got a goal to match Steele's and possessions. I reckon Martin would have just got him, Benny.
Yeah, Martin and, had 25. Actually, both had 25.
Yeah, and kicked a goal each. I think Martin's impact on the game was a little bit more, and Grimes was clearly the better defender. He sets him up, or sets Richmond up, and you know, his ability to spoil and his aerial work to support was very good again tonight. So the two Tigers take out that tonight for me, Kingy.
Thank you for that, Brownie. Great work by you in this fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist, Essendon Street, Grovedale.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.